The young lady who's in the studio with me right now, I call her sister. And many times, you know, when you hear Christian radio or even television, mm-hmm. we have this false sense of like, yeah, this is my brother. Yeah, in Christ. Like, but I just really feel this peace whenever she comes into the room. Had the opportunity to see her at the Dream Center. Shout out to William, Pastor William Murphy. He had her there. And I'm like, I know you. Why am I crying now? You know, like, you know somebody, and you like, you're not going to make me cry. And I, like, had on skinny jeans, took all my street credibility away. Prashia Hilliard is in the house. What's going on, love?
What's going on, bro? I love you so much. Thank you for having me.
Listen, it's an honor to have you here. The glory experience. People have been experiencing the glory of God through this project. I just want to know, like, if you can give me one of the stories that sticks out in your mind that you've heard from people who've encountered. I don't call it really experience. This is an encounter. Who've encountered this particular project? One of the stories that sticks out the most.
I'll tell you one of the stories that I love the most is my miracle baby. His name is Cooper.
Okay.
My mom has an anointing to pray for women who are infertile.
Okay.
And so Cooper was our miracle baby. Their parents shouldn't have had him. And so when the record came out, he was born in May. The record came out in April. Mm-hmm. And they played the record in the delivery room while he was being delivered.
Wow.
So, like, they had this whole Instagram thing going on with playing with I'm ready, like, we ready to push out this baby.
Yeah.
And so just to be that involved in somebody's life and their faith, because I know she had complications and stuff in with the delivery, but just to see somebody attach themselves to the worship, to let worship get her ready to bring her child into the earth, I think that's, like, the greatest honor in the world to be able to. I was like, you're playing my record? Your child is going to hear me? That's the first thing he's gonna hear when he come out.
Yeah.
So he's our little miracle baby. We love him. And it's just that is my story. I just when they tagged me in that and tagged me in the labor and delivery room, I said, okay.
Yeah, that's God, personal.
Thank you.
They let you
thank
in your person in their personal
space. Yeah,
that ain't
just like we played it in church. Yeah. Everybody gonna play it in church.
Praise
but you
God.
Played it in the labor and delivery room and had a successful delivery of a child that shouldn't have been here because of the miracle work and power of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
indeed.
That pulls at my heartstrings.
So, Prashia, you know, being the daughter of Ivy Hilliard, do you ever feel any extra pressure to be, like, over-anointed? Like, he talked to God, like, on, like, hey, God, what we doing? See, God
he does, for
like,
real.
He like, hears from God.
Yeah,
like, he's
he
very
hears
sensitive.
From God.
So, do you ever feel that pressure?
I don't think so. And I was talking to somebody earlier today about it. My dad was very good at letting us kind of find our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And he always said to us, you'll never have to... I want you to go further than what I did. For instance, my sister, Dr. Arisha Hilliard, she is now our senior pastor.
Yeah,
at
I
New
seen
Light
that.
Church.
Congratulations.
Yes. So he's so excited about what God is going to do in her life, what God is going to do in our lives, and he wants us to supersede what he's done. So he always says, you're not a person that has to stand in my shadow, mm-hmm. but you get to stand on my shoulders.
That's good stuff. So what would you say to, because, you know, now that I'm traveling the country and, you know, who knows what God does next season? Like, I dare not say it's a church, but whatever God wants to do, I'm cool with it. Like, what would you say to preachers' kids? Because sometimes those kids are the ones that's like, yo, I'm just rebelling and I'm doing whatever, but it didn't seem like that was your story or your plot in life. So that child right now, maybe 14, 15 years old, just said in the picture, he or she may feel like, man, I'm so tired of this, man, and dad is doing this or mom is doing that. What would you do to encourage, what would you say to them to encourage them to stay doing, you know, following the course and not take on all those pressures?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is find out what's your passion, what's your mm-hmm. purpose. Just because your parents are preachers doesn't necessarily mean you're going to preach.
Yeah.
It does, but it does mean that you're anchored in the kingdom.
Come on,
and you're
anchor.
Supposed come on, oh, anchor. Damn, that's a 60-year-old church mother word. I'm anchored in the kingdom.
Huh? Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people. But I would tell them to find something that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
If you like music, you know, do music in the church. If you like graphics, help your dad with some graphics. If you like cleaning up, hey, go clean up. But it's not that we have to. I think the pressure is on preachers' kids to be their parents.
Yeah.
And everybody feels like, I got to preach. I got to. And that was my thing.
Yeah.
I was like, everybody preach in my family. I'm sure
you,
God you
preach too, because I ain't going to lie. You was preach. I think the song made the tears hit, but the preach was the setup when you was preaching.
Listen, you got to have a word if you're going to worship. That's what I say.
If you are a fan of worship music, and even if you're not, I want to tell you that there is something powerful that happens when you are in worship, and music is the soundtrack of life. I want to put life on your soundtrack, so make sure that you pick up the Glory Experience. from my sister Prashia Hillier. How do they find you on social media to continuously track your journey?
So my name is Prashia, but it's easy to spell if you pronounce it Priya-Shia. So
Priya-Shia.
It's P-R-E-A-S-H-E-A. It's only one of me in the world, so you're going to find me on every social media with that name.
Indeed.
Yeah, I don't have to look far for usernames. Just Prashia. It's always available.
It's always available.
So I'm on there. Hit me up. I want to talk to you.
Shout out to my sister Ebony Funderburk, always showing major love to amazing artists. She's been in the business for a while now, still looking 22. I'm going to pray that we all just black don't crack and beige don't age. Yeah, I just pray I stay young too. Flat out.